Many of the people attending today's commemoration played roles big and small in the civil rights movement, registering black voters in the South, or in the case of our next guest, integrating schools. In 1957, Carlotta Walls was 14 and the youngest of the Little Rock Nine, the children who volunteered to be the first to attend Central High School under a court-ordered mandate. It was dangerous. Then Arkansas Governor Faubus ordered the National Guard to bar them. They were spat at, threatened by mobs. Carlotta Walls, now Carlotta Walls Lanier, is on the Mall today. She also attended a conference for young people in D.C. Carlotta, are you thinking about those days in the 1950s?
Well, you can't not think about them. Adversities and so forth that we had to go through.
What are the thoughts you having today there on the Mall?
Well, this is quite a day. I'm just pleased to interact with so many young people who are learning more about how far we have come, but also how far we have to go.
Talk more about that, because your story does represent steps forward, but then steps back. President Eisenhower did step in. He sent the 101st Airborne in to protect you and the other students to get into the school. But then Governor Faubus closed the school for a year. Everyone had to find studies elsewhere. When the school reopened, only you and Jefferson Thomas entered it. Is that part of what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. You make these leaps, and unfortunately, there's a group that's always wanting to divert progress. That is why it's important for as many of us to talk about what we went through so that history does not continue to repeat itself.
Well, and what tell us what kids do tell you, because we are realizing how few Americans in general know who Bayard Rustin is, or, you know, some of the other organizers of the day. Are kids surprised to hear your story?
Yes, they are. Also inspired, though. Not that I woke up one morning and wanted to be in the newspaper or what have you. I am a part of history, and I have accepted that. Normally, when they study history, it's not about people that are alive today. It also encourages them to really learn more about the parts that are not being taught in school. And this is for all children. And we're sliding back, and I really don't like that. And that's why it's important for these young people to be here. I mean, there's so many young people here that it's amazing.
Do kids say to you, "That's impossible. Mobs couldn't have kept you from school"? Do they disbelieve that they're looking at someone, you know, alive in their lifetime that this happened to?
Yes, and, you know, they don't want to believe it, but when they see the visuals, then it becomes reality to them. And they want to know, you know, how did you withstand all of the hate? But, you know, it was all about being nonviolent. You know, we've been told we were courageous, and I guess we were, but did we wake up that morning to be a courageous person? No.
Well, Carlotta, some say schools today have resegregated, not by law, but by demographics. Some say by choice.
Yes, that is true. I feel that bottom line is all about economics. Well, Dr. King, March on Washington was really about jobs and freedom. We still have that problem. People have to have jobs and good jobs to be able to move into various neighborhoods to give a better life for their families. It all goes hand in hand. And if you don't have the education, you can't get the job.
Carlotta Walls, this is a day where attention must be paid. So can you name the other Little Rock Nine?
With pleasure. Ernest Green, Melba Petillo, Elizabeth Eckford, Terrence Roberts, Minnie Jean Brown, Thelma Ware, Gloria Ray, and one that we lost 2 years ago, Jefferson Thomas, along with myself.
Carlotta Walls Lanier. Carlotta, thanks.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for having me on.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.